Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about the leading edge of money, and this is where we begin. So, metaphysically speaking, the leading edge of money is where you are right now. And we don't mean it's where you are right now because you're listening to this conversation or participating in this series of conversations. We mean that it is where you are right now because you have never been as much on the leading edge of your experience with money or any topic as you are right now. So what does that mean in pure practical terms? Well, from where we sit, what it means is that if you are ready and if you are willing to do so, you can turn to that place within you that is the perfect intersection of what you are wanting and what you are willing to allow. And there you will find the leading edge of money. So if you think about it in this way, what you are wanting is, let's say, more and more and more of what you have. Or what you are wanting is more and more and more of what you're convinced you don't have. Or what you're wanting is more and more and more of the really good stuff that you believe belongs to you but you don't have and you do really want. Now, in a way, we're saying the sort of the same thing over and over again, but actually there's nuances to each one of those examples. And the reason why we're putting them out that way is because we're not talking about the purity of your desire, that you want it because you want it and that's all that matters. We're talking about the fact that you probably have a mixed bag of desire, which is you want it, but you don't believe you can have it, but you do want it, and the fact that you don't believe you can have it makes you want it more, which is a mixed bag. It's a mixed vibration. There's some resistance in there with desire. Well, as you well know, all that has to happen is your desire has to be stronger than your resistance. And then whatever it is that you're wanting will pop. It may not pop in exactly the way that you want it to because of the mixed vibration you bring to the table. But contrast will help you sort that out. So we would never say don't want something because you're not clear about it. We would say go ahead and want it and desire it and shoot off the rockets and let them happen because in the having of it, the vibration will bring up the contrast that will help you sort out whether it's exactly what you want or not. Now you see, if you really pay attention to what we're saying here, you'll notice that we always talk about how contrast is here to help you. And we also always talk about how there is always contrast. And we also talk about how not only is there always contrast, there's always really delicious contrast. Contrast that is juicy, 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 juicy. Contrast that is there to help you with every single thing that you actually are wanting. If what you are doing is you're pushing away the contrast and you're saying, yeah, but I can't do that. Yeah, but I can't have that. Yeah, but that's not for me. You're missing a very powerful possibility. You're missing something that could be quite amazing and quite wonderful. You're not missing it forever. You're just delaying it because it will find its way in. One of the things that we're also always talking about, if you pay attention, is we're always talking about essentially how to get out in front of contrast and claim it for your own because it will always be there. You're always, as long as you're alive, going to be having conflicting thoughts about something. So if you claim contrast for your own and you say, look, this is here to help me, as it certainly is, and you stand up for it and you say, I want to have it because I want it to be there for me and I want to experience what that means. What you're literally doing is creating a reality wherein everything works to your benefit. Everything is there to help you, everyone and everything. And when it comes to the topic of money, we know that that can be a very, very, very powerful concept indeed. Not because you're going to finally get it after having not gotten it for so long. Not because of that actually at all. But because what you actually want and what you actually will allow are going to be right there with you, helping you all the way through your experience. We would never, ever, 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 if we were in your shoes, be looking at the topic of money and thinking, I'm only going to be able to get this bit over here. We would not be launching contingency plans. We would not be hatching backup methodologies or thinking, okay, well, if this doesn't work out, then that will work out. We would be going straight for the gold, straight for what is wanted, straight for exactly what is desired, not in a straight line, but directly, and saying, look, I want to have this, and I know I have a mixed vibration about it. I know I'm not completely convinced that it can happen. I know that there's contrast that's going to arise, and I'm okay with all of it. This is the leading edge of money right here. This is the intersection of your powerful desire and your willingness to allow it. Most of you block what you want when it comes to money because of the fact that you are afraid of what it means. So you have the desire, and you recognize that it's a mixed bag, but you won't allow yourself to have it because you don't want to mess it up. Now, we understand why that is. So much of your culture is designed to teach you to be very cautious and prudent around money. And we're not saying that any behavior that you're doing is necessarily wrong or incorrect because it's not perfectly aligned with perfectly having perfectly money right in this perfect moment. In fact, we're saying just the opposite. What we're inviting you to do is to suspend some of the thinking that you're doing in this topic, and instead of saying, okay, I have to get this right, actually launch the rockets of desire. Actually sit and feel the intensity and the power that is behind why you are doing what you are doing when it comes to money. If you are trying to protect yourself from not having enough money, one of the things that that will lead to is not at all what you think it will bring you. You will not be having wonderfully delicious experiences with money if what you're doing is trying to protect yourself. If what you are doing is you are paying attention to what money brings you, because of what you want, because of what your desire is, because of what you're bringing to the table, whatever it may be, whatever it is happening, whatever it actually means, if you pay attention to this, what you will notice is that instead of finding yourself bereft and lost, if you will actually allow yourself to want what you actually want and launch the rockets of desire, it might be messy at first, but the contrast will help you make decisions about what you actually want. You see, there's nothing at all that is keeping you from having anything that you want. Nothing. It's only you. And we understand caution and prudence. We understand why you think in those terms. We understand why that's important to you. We understand what that actually means to you. What we're saying here is that you have some astonishingly powerful opportunities to really let yourself have what you want if you are willing to risk the contrast. And again, if you pay attention to what we have been saying all along, and many of you have heard these conversations in many different ways, contrast is never anything from where we sit to be afraid of. Contrast is always there to help you. Contrast is always there to bring you more of what you're wanting. The leading edge of money is where you can powerfully leverage contrast again and again and again and again and again. There's nothing at all happening in your reality that is dangerous or deadly or is going to hurt you. We understand the fears that you have. We understand the trepidation that you have. We understand the ways in which you're cautious and prudent. And again, this isn't about behaviors. What this is about is opening your mind to something that you might not have ever considered, or that you might not have actually ever considered for very long because of what you thought it meant. All of the ways in which you are trying to stay safe and you want money to keep you safe, they're just going to bring you more and more opportunities to want more and more safety. And that isn't what you're really wanting. If you realize that ultimately, inevitably, and inexorably, that you are this astonishing being of light, taking on physical form, creating in a physical reality completely of your own making, and that everything that you have is there because you have called it forth, and you pay attention to what that means to you, and you really sit with it and let it percolate up, let it be something that is helpful to you, let the contrast of your reality speak to you, and hear it from a powerful place, then really, there's no limit to what you can create. We're not saying that you're going to want to create everything, but there's probably going to be more of some things that you're going to want to have, and money may very well be one of those. Now, see, we would say the same thing if you were talking about the topic of health and well-being, if we were talking about the topic of relationships, if we were talking about the topic of sex, if we were talking about the topic of food, if we were talking about the topic of just your body or weight, if we were talking about what it's like to jump out of an airplane. Not everyone wants to jump out of an airplane, but there are some people who want to jump out of an airplane with a nice parachute attached, who are afraid of falling, but they still want to jump. And this is what we're talking about. Trying to get a pure money vibration only leads to more trying to get a pure money vibration. You can drop that trying right now if you want to and go for what you actually want instead of what you believe you can get. From where we sit, when we look at where you are, we notice that this is a powerful, powerful place that you are in. No matter what is happening, literally no matter what is happening, no matter what the situation is, in fact, we would say that if it's really bad, if things feel like they're just going from bad to worse, you're actually probably in one of the best places that you can be in. There probably is something going on here that's astoundingly powerful. But even if things are sort of kind of moving along and it feels really just about right, there's always an opportunity for more. We're not saying you have to push for more. We're just saying pay attention. Pay attention, pay attention, pay attention. Pay attention to what you actually want. Pay attention to the powerful desires that you have and notice the ones that you are withholding from yourself because you believe that you cannot have what you actually do want. What we are offering you here in this conversation is not relief from reality. It's relief. But the relief is not from reality. It's not saying, okay, everything is going to be okay, although it will be, and it always is. What we're offering here is something much bigger. What we're inviting you to do is to go to the leading edge of money and stand there and declare what it is that you actually want. Instead of looking at what you have as being something that has to be dealt with or managed, look at it as being opportunities to more of what you actually want. instead of looking at what's going on in your wallet or your purse or your pocket or in your bank account as being an indication of how you haven't done it right, take it and use it as an indication of how something amazing is happening. Amazing. When you hear these words, when you hear what we're referring to today, what we're talking about is how you are on the leading edge already. If you look at the state of your financial affairs, no matter how amazing they are, no matter how wonderful they are, there's always something more that you're wanting. And we're not saying that you should be ruled by these desires. Far from it. What we're saying is that you should actually take them and use them. Instead of trying to hide out from your life because you're afraid of what it might take you to or what it might mean, we're suggesting that you strap on the rockets and let them carry you to where you want to go. Now, it's messy. Let us be clear. It's messy, 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 messy. There's just no other way to put it. It's messy. But it's also wonderful. It's also amazing. And there is great relief to be had in embracing the contrast instead of pushing it away. Because the last thing that we'll say in this conversation here today is to remind you that contrast comes from you, not from anyone else, not from anywhere else, not from any other thing. That's why when any of you come to us and you want to analyze contrast and try to figure out why it happened, because that's what you think will make you feel better, we always invite you to pay attention to the presence of the contrast and what it is really there for, instead of trying to figure out how to keep it from happening again. There comes a point when you become so clear about who you are and what you are creating that it's obvious that you want contrast. Many of you are there already. You understand this topic intellectually, at least. Now, we're not saying you should go out, run downtown, turn over cars, and set them on fire, or anything like that. But what we are saying is let yourself have the desire. Stop trying to manage it and let it actually arise. So, we have been very, very delighted, honored, and pleased to have been connecting with you in this first delicious conversation in this powerful series that is all about the leading edge of money. And, as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to do so again. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.